something so mysterious about this story, this reality of the three magi, the wise men who travel to seek Jesus. And I think that, you know, I've talked about before what this means. Not only, of course, what we're celebrating is that salvation has been opened up beyond just the Jewish people, the people of Israel, but to all the nations, to the pagans who have come. And in fact, they seem to be among the first, these wise men, the first to recognize the Messiah at his coming, the newborn king. That's what they said. Where is this newborn king? We have come to do him homage. In other words, they have come to adore him. We kind of reflect upon that. That was in the final stage of their journey. They had seen this star at its rising. They had somehow ascertained that this was meaningful, that it was worth leaving behind their family, their lives, their work, whatever it was, and undergoing this long and perilous journey, and probably being ridiculed by their friends and acquaintances. Of, what are you doing? Where are you going? What are you going to find? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But they're going, right? They are models for us of true faith. They're models for us of true faith. And when they arrive, they go first to Herod, and then the star precedes them to the place where the child was. When they see the star, they are filled with joy, right? All of this anticipation of seeking the Lord is finally starting to bear its fruit. What struck me most, though, I mean, just meditating on that whole process of their journey, I think, is a beautiful example for us, a model of what true faith looks like. But what struck me most is that when they meet Jesus and his mother, they ask for nothing. They ask for not a single thing. Rather, they are there to give. They open their treasures before him. They prostrate themselves before him. They adore him. You see, there's something different going on here. You know, ordinarily when, you know, people of influence, you know, we imagine these magi are either kings or somehow people of influence and wealth, you know, they come, they make a deal, right? That's the purpose of meeting with other kings, right? Not at all what we see in this encounter. They have come from afar, not to ask for a single thing, but to give to this newborn king of the Jews. I think what that means is that what Jesus is of a whole different character, a whole different type of king, of ruler. He's not like the other kings. He is deserving of all of our love. When we're in his presence, right, we don't have a right to make a deal with him, right? We don't, you know, it doesn't, he owes us nothing. But we owe him everything, right? So the way that these wise men, the three kings, approach him reveals to us the true nature, the true character of who Jesus is. He is not some earthly ruler. He is divine. He is the King of Kings. He is God. And when we come before God, that's what these three wise men are telling us, showing us, the great perfect model for us, right? We don't come before him as if he owes us something. It is best to come before him not asking for anything, but only there to give of ourselves to him. To open up the treasures, whatever we have, to give him our love, to give him our worship. This is, we've been talking over these last few months, especially about the gift of Eucharistic adoration. And I think that's the beauty of it. It's much easier for us to come before him and just open up our hearts to him, to do him homage, to lay ourselves before him. We don't even need to ask him for anything, because recognizing who he is, our hearts are moved only to give. And the great beauty of it all is that in giving, we receive. In giving our hearts to Jesus, he fills us with much more than we could ever ask for or imagine or hope to receive. These three kings didn't ask to be remembered, and yet here we are speaking of them today. They asked for nothing, but they received the first fruits of salvation in recognizing who Jesus was, not some earthly king, but the King of Kings, God who became man. Come, brothers and sisters, let us adore him. Following this model of these three kings, this model of true faith that seeks the Lord, and when we find him, we don't even need to ask for anything, but our hearts are moved to give of ourselves in total worship, in true love, in adoration. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.